Good morning, Drift Run Church. Good morning. Morning to you. God bless every one of you. And those visiting or those coming for the first time, you're welcome. Salutations to you. And howdy to all of you, however you say it. God bless you all. Good. You're welcome here this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be over in the book of Acts, the first chapter. One of the things I've been listening to a little bit, been listening to some testimonies, and also I've been thinking about this quite a bit the last week or so, is concerning witnessing and concerning how that we should have that boldness within us to go out and testify and witness to a lost and a dying world. And I'm going to tell you this morning, there's only one way that you will have that boldness, and that is the Holy Spirit is dealing within you. I'm just going to be blunt with you this morning. And if you're saved this morning, if you're here and you're saved and you've been washed in the blood, the Spirit of God should dwell in you. The Spirit of God should stir up in your heart. It should be in within you. The Bible tells us that. And I will continue to repeat that. But I want to talk this morning about the power. That's what I want to talk this morning about, is the power. And we will get into that. Before we read the scripture, what got me thinking about this a little bit, I remember hearing Ken here talk a while back about the gas station. Ken can tell you about that story, about going to the gas station once in a while and talking to people. And sometimes how the Lord would let him do, and sometimes how the Lord wouldn't let him do. You know, just because sometimes you got to be, you know. But I heard a testimony this week from a 20-year-old college student. Testimony went something like this. He said he got up one morning, and the Lord had really been dealing with him. And he said he got up one morning, the Lord had impressed upon him just to walk down to the Family Dollar that was not too far from his dorm. And he got up and he said he had no idea why. It just said, go to the Family Dollar. So he goes down there, and when he gets in there, he's thinking, well, is the Lord going to let me testify to someone today? Is the Lord going to let me help somebody? Whatever it may be. So he goes in there, and when he goes into the Family Dollar, he starts walking around, and he said, there's not very many people, and there's not hardly anybody in there at all. And he just keeps walking around, didn't really need anything in the store. So he ends up, he walks, and he goes down through there a little bit, and he said, maybe I just misunderstood. He said, so he grabbed something to drink, and he started heading towards the counter. And the testimony goes like this. He said, when I got up to the counter, he said, there was a lady there, and she had her groceries, and she's paying for them, but she was breathing hard, and she asked one of the clerks at the Family Dollar if he would help her out to her car. Well, he immediately, the Lord impressed it upon him, and he said, I'll do that. So he helped the lady out to her car, and she could barely make it out to her car. She was really having trouble breathing. When he got out there, he said, he helped her put her stuff in the car, and he said, is there anything I can do for you? Anything else? Can I pray for you? And she said, yes. And she was really breathing hard, and he started praying for her. And he prayed that the Lord would heal her, that the Lord would just, whatever it took to do. And he said immediately she started breathing better. And he said her eyes lit up. And he said he looked at her, and she said, about a month ago I got COVID. And she said, I couldn't, it affected me where I couldn't even breathe. And she said, I've been to the doctor, and he's given me medications, and he's given me this. And all this, he said, it just never was getting better. And he said, the moment that you started praying for me, she said, it left me. I'm telling you, there is power today still in Jesus Christ. There is still healing power today. I'm here to tell you, true testimony. True story. I'm just here to tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, there is power in serving God. I'm telling you. If you would, Acts 1, verse 8. If you can stand with me this morning, if you're able to, let's read this in honor of God's word. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses both unto me in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I come, Father, with just all the praise and the glory that I can offer to you this morning. I ask you now to go with us down through the rest of the service, Lord. I pray that hearts, Lord, would be opened. I pray that minds would be opened, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would open my lips here this morning, Lord. Anoint me, Father. I pray, Father, that the word would go out the way that you would have it. And Jesus, we will give you the praise for it all. And amen. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you. The word for power here in the Greek is dunamis. That's what it says. It means strength. It means power. It means ability. It is the word to which they get dynamite out of. Do you understand that? That's what the power we are talking about here this morning. Mighty power, miraculous power, supernatural power is what comes from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will be my witnesses, the Bible says right here. That's what it says. And can I tell you something this morning, because of that boldness and that power? If whenever the Spirit comes into your life and you are born again and you're saved, you cannot keep it within this church. A Christian should not keep it within the bounds of this church, or should not keep it within the bounds of their body, because praise God, when you become a witness, you should have the power and the boldness to go out and to witness and to speak to a lost and a dying world. Praise His name this morning. You cannot. And God will work through you. And the boldness that He will work through you to touch others. I don't know about you, but what He done for me, I don't want to keep it to myself. I don't want to keep it to myself for what He brought me out of one day. I cannot keep it to myself for how He lifted me up out of the pits of hell. And He set my feet upon a solid rock one day. And praise God this morning, I am born again and saved by the power of Jesus Christ and His death, burial, and resurrection on the cross. It wasn't just His death. It wasn't just His burial. Praise God, He rose from the grave on the third day. And He lives today. And He told us when He left out of here, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send you the gift of the Holy Spirit to go with you. And if the Bible tells me without the Spirit you're none of His, if you don't have the Spirit this morning, you are none of His. If God is working on you in this church, it is because God wants you to go outside of this church and go out to a lost and a dying world with boldness and with power. And I'm telling you, you will not go by yourself or on your own. You have to go with the power and the boldness of the Holy Spirit. Praise God this morning for that. Praise His name. When was the last time the Spirit impressed upon you to pray for a stranger? When was the last time the Spirit impressed upon you to walk to a Family Dollar and go down there and talk to someone you don't even know about the one that changed your life? When was the last time the Spirit impressed upon you to talk to someone who you work with, that you would be that witness to them, to let them know that, listen, if you're not saved, you're bound for hell, has been said here this morning. If we have the knowledge without application, brothers and sisters, we will miss the mark. Amen? I can preach to you. I can teach to you. I can, and the teachers in this church can, and there's people in this church can teach and preach to you all the Bible that you can handle. But if you do not apply it, it isn't going to do anybody no good, especially not you. James 2:17 says this, "Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead being alone." Can I have an amen? Remember when Peter and John were told not to talk about Jesus over in Acts? And he said, it's going to turn out really bad for you, Peter and John, if you continue talking about this Jesus. And they told him, they kind of remembered, tried to tell him, he said, remember what happened to Jesus? He was crucified. They come back and they told the church. This is what they did and what the church leaders did in the church. And this is what they did over in Acts 4, 29 and 31. Now, Lord, behold their threatenings. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy words, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. They had prayed. Listen to me, I'm going to tell you something. This is something I want to give you this morning that the Lord has showed me. The Holy Spirit comes through prayer. I'm going to show you some scripture. This is prayer here. And look what happens in verse 31 of Acts 4. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake with words of God with boldness. I'm telling you this morning, brothers and sisters, the place can be shaken with the power of the Holy Spirit. A church can be shaken with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's going to take a lot of prayer. It's going to take a lot of fasting. But I'm telling you, Drift Run Church can be shaken with the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Can I have an amen this morning? Have we done that? That's what's happened when the Spirit of God shows up. Brothers and Greg, it changes things. Amen. It changed me one day. It changed me. The filling of the Holy Spirit took the same Peter, which had just a few months earlier had denied that he'd even know Jesus. It took him and empowered him to preach the gospel, to preach with boldness, to preach with clarity. It empowered him to do that. You say, what changed? It said the day of Pentecost changed. Filled him with the Holy Spirit. What happened? The Holy Spirit, it transformed his life. The Holy Spirit transformed my life one day. It will come upon you in response to prayer. Jesus gave us examples in Luke 3, 21 and 22. I want you to write these down, please. Write them down and mark them. Luke 3, 21 and 22. And when all the people were baptized, and it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized, and what was he doing? And praying. This is Jesus. The heavens was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove unto him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. You want to know, I know Jesus is God incarnate, but you know what his earthly power come from on this earth. It come through the Holy Spirit ascending on him and working through him while he was on this planet. That's how it did it. The ministry was, this ministry was the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he was like you and I in all aspects. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and behold his glory and the glory of us as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Philippians 2, 6 and 7. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the what? The form of a servant. And was made in what? The likeness of me and you. The Holy Spirit gave him his source of power on this earth to do the ministry that he needed to do. Luke 11:3, and ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that do what? That ask him. Praise God, I'm here to tell you this morning, if you sit back here and you don't ask him for the filling of the Holy Spirit, and I'm telling you, it's not just a one-time filling. You get filled over and over and over and over again. And brothers and sisters, we need to be on our knees and asking him to fill us with the Spirit. Your heavenly Father will give you that. But you got to, you need to act. Ask him. In Acts 1:14, there, listen, I'm giving you scripture. And these all continued in one accord in prayer. Remember that. In one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. That's Acts 1:14. Then we all know what happened in Acts 2, 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord. What were they doing? Sitting there playing cards? Or what were they? No, they were sitting there in one accord, praying that they would for the prophecy of the coming of what the, Jesus had promised them. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit had gave them utterance. They prayed, and guess what? They were filled. Praise His name this morning. And that filling just kept going and going and going as they pray, and as you and I pray each and every time. Acts 8, 15 and 17. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet it was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Only on them that were baptized. Then laid their hands on them, and they did what? They received the Holy Ghost in their lives. Acts 9, 10 and 18. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. To him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire for the house of Judas, for one called Saul of Tyrus. For behold, he does what? He prayeth. You see, you get the theme of what I'm trying to say here? And then he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done by the saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings and the children of Israel. For I will shew him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou comest, has sent me. Then get this, that thou mayest receive thy sight and beest filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, and immediately there fell from his eyes as it would have been scales, and he received forth sight forthwith the rose and was baptized. Praise God this morning. I don't know about you, but I received my sight one day, and praise his name, my spiritual eyes were opened. I was set on fire. The Spirit of God indwells me today. Praise God this morning that we serve the kind of God that we serve. He loves us enough. He is no respecter of person. If this morning you want to be filled and indwelled with the Holy Spirit of God, it's there for each and every one of us. Amen. Prayer and the filling of the Holy Spirit go hand in hand. Hand in hand. Pray and receive. Pray and receive. Pray and receive. Remember that. Pray and receive. I believe the churches today need to pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon their congregations. I believe that the pastors need to pray for the anointing and for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon their ministries. I believe that the teachers of the churches need to pray for the outpouring and the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon their teaching. Praise God this morning. When that happens, I'm here to tell you this morning, praise God, the church can be shaken this morning. I believe that this morning. Acts 10, 30 and 40. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. And immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done, thou hast art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all the things that are commanded of thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive God is no respecter of persons, but every nation that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted in him. The word which God sent the children of Israel preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, began from Galilee after the baptism of John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witness of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom thou shewed and hung on a tree. Him God has raised the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to the witnesses chosen before God. Even so, even to us who do eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded to preach unto the people to testify that he which was ordained of God to be judged of quick and dead, to him give all prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sin. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision believed and were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles was also now poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. I don't know if you're a Jew in here today, but I know I'm a Gentile in here today. And I want to praise God that he allowed the Holy Ghost to be poured out to the Gentiles one day. That's you and me. I praise God for that this morning. And it said, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Praise God. They had been baptized with John's baptism, but now they were baptized in Jesus. And then praise God, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them at that time. Praise his name. Power. There's power in the Spirit of God. Don't let nobody tell you any different. Cornelius is praying and Peter is praying and the Holy Spirit is poured out. Acts 19, 1 through 7. This is all Luke, by the way. Luke, the Gospel of Luke, right through Acts, Luke wrote it all. just remember that. Acts 19, 1 through 7. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Paul didn't ask them, Belinda, if they went to church at Durst Run. Amen. Paul didn't ask them who their pastor was. Paul didn't ask them what the best pizza was in Ephesus. Paul asked them if they had been born again and if they had received the Holy Spirit in their lives. It's time to quit playing around with people. Do you go to church? I don't care if you go to church. I want to know if you're saved this morning. I want to know if you're born again this morning. I want to know if the power and the Spirit of God indwells you this morning. And he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, were you baptized? They said unto him, John's baptism. And he said, then Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him which should come him after, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues, and they prophesied, and there was about 12 men there. Praise God, when the power of God comes upon you, you will be changed this morning. God, man, we need to be, we need that. When you stand before a just God, it's not going to, he's not going to worry about whether or not, Greg, you went to Drift Run Church. He's not going to worry about who your pastor was. He's going to look upon you and see if you got the blood applied. And he's going to figure out whether or not you've had the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in your life. That's what's going to make the difference. He's not going to worry about all the rest of this nonsense that sometimes we worry about sometimes. He's going to look and see that. Do you see the pattern here? prayer and filling. Prayer and filling. Do you see the pattern? You want filling of the Holy Ghost? You want baptism in the Holy Ghost? You pray. You pray and you pray and say, Lord, you fill me with your Spirit, Lord. You fill me with your Spirit. I can't do it on my own. I can't do that on my own. You've got to do it. It also is working. Miraculous things happened when the Spirit was in these people. In Acts 4:33, and with great power, beside great, you know what that little word great means? It means mega. It means with mega power. That's what that means. And it goes on, and this is good. It said, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Lord Jesus, and with mega grace was upon them all. Great grace. That's mega. That's what he's trying to say. Brother said, this goes beyond this tiny thing we like to put God in. This goes beyond this little tiny box that we want to put God in sometimes. I'm here to tell you, he is more than just great. He is mega great. He is awesome. He is fantastic. And praise God, his Spirit that he give us is every bit of that and more. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temples of God? And the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Remember that. You're the temple of God. This church is building here, I love it. We did a lot to get this here. But praise God, this is not the temple of God. You are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And you know what those last few words says? Ye are not your own. Remember that. Remember that the next time you do stuff out here you shouldn't be doing. You are not your own. You're not your own. Praise God, if you've got the Spirit of God pounding and flowing through you this morning, that power is going through you. You are not your own this morning. Praise God this morning. I tell you what, there is power in the Holy Spirit of God indwelling you. Please remember that. Please remember this. Filling comes time after time after time. Baptism in the Spirit comes time after time after time. And you can get that. You can feel that. But the Bible tells us it comes with prayer. And I believe it comes with fasting. And I believe it comes with getting into the Word of God. You just don't flop yourself down and say, God, here I am. Bless me. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. There's got to be some effort by your part. Praise God this morning. Julie, you got an overhead this morning. If you have a need this morning, if you would come up here this morning, let's pray this morning. Church, come up and let's pray this morning. Amen.